الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم ربنا الهمنا رشدنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى آمین یا رب العالمین. As I told you in the second portion of the first part of Surah Al Imran, actually now the address is directed towards the Christians and to tell them what was the real position of Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wassalam. But for that, as is the general practice with the Quran, the discussion is starting from Hazrat Adam and then Hazrat Nuh and then Hazrat Ibrahim and so on, because it was a line of the prophets. Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan wa ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran ala al-alamin. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Adam and Nuh and the progeny of Ibrahim and the progeny of Imran on all the nations of the world. Progeny of Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, all are the progeny of Ibrahim. Then all the other also, even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he belongs to the progeny of Ibrahim, and all the Hebrew prophets also. But now specially Ala Imran. Imran was the name of the father of Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhi wa sallam. And in that very line were the mother of Hazrat Masih alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam. So now that is given the line of the dynasty. Zurriyatam ba'duha min ba'd. They are the progeny of one another. Imran was in the progeny of Ibrahim, and then Yahya, Isa, they were in the progeny of Imran. So they were progeny of one from other. Wallahu samiyun alim, and Allah listens to everything and he knows everything. If qalat imra'atu Imran, just remember when the wife of Imran said, now who is this Imran? There are two interpretations. One is that the maternal grandfather of Hazrat Masih alayhi salam was also Imran, and it is just possible. The names are repeated, you know, in the families. The name of the great grandfather, now that is the same name of the of some offspring. So it goes on. So one opinion is that it is the name of the maternal grandfather of Hazrat Maryam Salamun Alayha. And the other is that the same name Imran has been used, that a woman of the family of Imran said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both are possible. اس قالت امرأة عمران رب انی نظرت لکا ما فی بطنی محررا فتقبل منی. She was pregnant and she prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O my Lord, I vow to thee whatever is in my womb and I dedicate him to your service, absolving him of all the other responsibilities. محررا, absolving him of all the other responsibilities. He will be devoted fully, full time, whole time to the service of your temple. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. So please accept him from me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ سَمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Definitely you are the only one who listens to everything and who knows everything. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا. But when she delivered it, قَالَتْ رَبَّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. She was hoping to have a son, but now she delivered a daughter. قَالَتْ رَبِّي إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. She said, O Lord, I have delivered a daughter. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ. There was no need of telling her to Allah what she has delivered. Allah very well knew what he had delivered. Allah knew what was in her womb already. وَاللَّهُ عَلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ Allah very well knew whom he had delivered. وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى And the male is not like female. وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ And now this is again the saying of the mother of Hazrat Maryam. إِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ I have given her the name of Mary or Maryam. وَإِنِّي أُعِيذُهَا بِكَ And I give her to your refuge, in your protection. وَذُرِّيَّتَهَا Not only him, not only her, but I to her progeny also. To your refuge, مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ From the shaitan which is accursed and which is outcast. فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ So Allah accepted her with the best of acceptance. وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا And made her grow in a very beautiful way. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا And gave her to the protection of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Zakariya was the maternal uncle of Hazrat Masih alayhi salam. The brother-in-law, we should say, of the mother of Hazrat Maryam. Both were sisters. Mother of Yahya, that is wife of Zakariya, and mother of Isa, that is mother of Maryam, they were sisters. وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّ الْمِحْرَابِ Whenever Zakariya used to enter on the sanctuary where Maryam was living and staying, whenever in the Harifka, he found there provision. قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا He used to ask her a question, where from are these things coming to you? Now about this provision, rizqa, there are two views. One is that articles of eating, fruits, etc., etc. Although that was not the season, unseasonal fruit was found and seen with Maryam, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was astonished, where from are these things coming to you, O Mary? And the other opinion is that the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Hazrat Maryam, He was astonished at the wisdom, and he used to ask him, Where from have you learned these things? Both these meanings are possible. قَالَتْ وَمِنِ اللَّهِ She used to answer, All these things are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sends me this fruit, or he has given me this knowledge. This is applicable to both the interpretations. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the providence, will provide, can provide whosoever he likes, without any account, without any measure, out of measure. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهَ At that very moment, if you translate it there and then, هُنَالِكَ there and then, Zakariya also prayed to his Lord. قَالَ رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً When he saw Hazrat Maryam salamu alayha, such a gentle and such a young girl, He had in his mind the desire, in his heart a desire arose naturally. May Allah give me a son like this girl. قَالَ رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً O Allah, grant me from your own presence. Why this مِنْ لَدُنْكَ? Because he was very old. And his wife had been barren all the life. They had no issue up till now. And he was very old. So under the normal physical laws, he couldn't accept it. He couldn't expect that there can be some son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give him, it is in his power, but not according to the general physical law, law of the universe. مِنْ لَدُنْكَ From your presence, رَبِّ حَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاء There is no doubt that you listen to all the prayers. فَنَادَتُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ So the angels called him. وَهُوَ قَائِمٌ يُسَلِّي فِي الْمِحْرَابِ And he was also standing and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his sanctuary. What did the angel say? أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِيَحْيَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for you the glad tidings, glad news about Yahya, John, John the Baptist. مُصَدِّقًا بِكَلِمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ He will confirm A special kalima from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Quran says that Hazrat Masih alayhi salam was kalimatullah, kalimatun minhu. So he will confirm and attest to it. مصدقا بكلمة من الله وسيدا وحصورا. He will be a leader. وحصورا and a very just person. ونبيا من الصالحين. And he will be a prophet from among the righteous. So you are given the glad tidings of such a great son. قال رب أنى يكون لي غلام. Now حضرت نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Now he says to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, Oh my Lord, how can I get a son? وَقَدْ بَلَغَنِيَ الْكِبَرِ Although I have reached very old age has overtaken me. وَمْرَأَتِي عَاقِرٌ And my wife has been barren. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ اللَّهُ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ Allah said, Allah replied, In this very way it will happen. Despite all these things, it will happen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever he likes. قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلِّي آيَةٌ Then he prayed, O Lord, give me some sign, appoint for me some sign. قَالَ آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا The reply was, you will not be, the sign for you is, but you will not be able to talk to the people, to speak to the people, for 3 days, except with signals and gestures. His, you know, speaking was withheld by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it was a sign that all these news are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ كَثِيرًا And keep remembering Allah. وَصَبِّحْ بِالْعَشِيَّ وَالْإِبْكَارِ And glorify Him in the evenings and in the mornings. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ And just remember the recall when the angel said to Maryam, وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ O Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you. وَطَهَّرَكِ And has purified you. وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ And he has chosen you from among all the women of the world. يَا مَرْيَمُ اقْنُتِي لِرَبِّكِ O Maryam, be obedient to your Lord. وَاسْجُدِي And prostrate before him. وَارْكَعِي And bow before him مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ With those who are bowing before him. ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهِ إِلَيْكَ These are the news from the unseen. That we are revealing to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَانَهُمْ You were not present with them when they were casting their lots with their pens to decide أَيُّهُمْ يَكْفُلُ مَرْيَمْ Who will take the charge of Maryam? All the people, you know, all the servants of the temple of Solomon, they wanted to have Mary in their custody. Now to choose, Maryam will remain with whom? They were casting their ballot with their pens to decide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it that the decision was for Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu wa salam as has been mentioned already. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمُ مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّىٰهُ You were not with them when they were casting their ballots with their pens. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ is just a simul. And you were not with them when they were fighting and quarreling with each other or arguing with each other and competing and disputing with each other. Who will keep Mary? Who will keep Maryam in his custody? If قالت الملائكه And now remember the time, recall the time when the angel said, يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ O Maryam, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the good tidings and the good news of a word from Him. Hazrat Masih alayhi salam, a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمُ His name will be Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam, son of Maryam. Wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah. Illustrious and honorable in this world also and in the hereafter. Wabin al-Muqarrabin. And he will be from among the nearest of him. Who will be nearest to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Masih alayhi salam will be one of them. Min al-Muqarrabin. Wayukallimu an-nasa fil mahd. And he will speak to the people while in cradle. But kahla, and also when he will be of mature age. This is very important, this kahla word. Because as the history goes, Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam was raised to heaven according to our belief and was crucified according to the Christian belief when he was only 33 years. And this word is not applicable to a person of 33 years only. Quran has used this special word, kahla. This kahool is definitely after 40 years. So Hazrat Masih alayhi salam will have an age where he will be this word will be applicable to him in Kahlan, and that will be after his second descent, when he comes again. Second coming of Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a common creed and belief between us and the Christians. Second coming of Jesus. But the difference is that they believe that Jesus was crucified, then he was resurrected, and then he was raised to the heaven. And what we believe is that he was not at all crucified. He was raised alive to the heaven, and then both agreed that he will come again. So this is a common point, and we must remember it here, and we should repeat it here in this society where you are living, that these points are common, and the only difference is we believe that he was a prophet of Allah. They believe that he was a part of deity. That's the difference. But you know, as regards the person of Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was born without a father. This is common between us and Christians. Virgin Mary, he gave birth to Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he was raised to the heaven. That is common between us and the Christians. The difference is only that they think that he was crucified, then resurrected, and then raised. We say not at all. He was not at all crucified. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ. The matter was become, you know, doubtful for them, was made doubtful by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again we agree that he will return and he will come again. So these are the points which are common between Muslims and Christians. So word kahla is here very important. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْقَهْدِ وَالْقَهْلَمُ. Although we can see that there was no need of using this word. Everybody when he is mature of age, he speaks. Why was it mentioned? Actually, speaking in the cradle was something, you know, very extraordinary. So it was mentioned. It is very natural that it should have been mentioned. But why kahla? There was no need of saying it. The only need is that we must know that he is to come again. Because among the Muslims, so-called Muslims also, there are some people who don't give due importance to the ahadith. They have doubts about these things which I am telling you. وَيُكَلَّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَقَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will be from among the righteous people. قَالَتْ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ. The same answer, the same thing that Hazrat Zakariya had said, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي غُلَامٌ. How can there be a son for me when I have been overtaken by old age and my wife has been barren all life? The same type of astonishment. Hazrat Maryam said, قَالَتْ رَبِّ أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدٌ وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ. No man has even touched me, ever touched me. How can I give birth to a son? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ. The same answer was given. It will happen like this. Allahu يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever he likes and however he likes, in whichever way he likes. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونُ. His condition is that when he has decided and decreed something, he only says be and it becomes. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Again, the same, you know, glad tidings is coming from the, it is continuing from the angels. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. Allah will teach him the book as well as the wisdom. وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. And the Torah and the Injil. وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. And he will be a messenger towards the children of Israel. Now mark the difference here. About John the Baptist, the final verdict was, نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will be a Nabi. He will be a prophet from among the righteous. About Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, the wordings are رَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. He will be a messenger to Bani Israel. And there is a difference between prophets and messengers. All the messengers are prophets, but all the prophets are not messengers. Messengers cannot be killed. Prophets have been killed. Hazrat Yahya was a prophet, not messenger. He was killed and murdered. Hazrat Zakariya was a prophet and not messenger. He was killed and murdered. Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam, he was a messenger. He was a rasool. He could never be killed. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي. Allah has decided it, decreed it, that I myself and my messengers will triumph finally. They will be saved and they will be supreme. They cannot be killed. They cannot be defeated. Now what Hazrat Masih said to his people, now it is coming. أَنِّي قَدَّيْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. What are these, those signs? أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيَّةِ الطَّيْرِ. I made from the clay something, some shape of a bird. فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ. Then breathe into it. فَيَقُولُ خَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ and it becomes a bird, a flying bird, with the permission, with the grant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَفَ and I cure the born blind and the lepers. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى and I can revive, I can bring to life the dead. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ and I can tell you what you have eaten, what you have taken today, and what you have stored in your houses. فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ and in this there is sign. That is the sign that I have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these miracles I am showing to you so that it must be clear to you that I am the messenger of Allah towards you. إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ if you are from among the believers. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَةِ the speech of Hazrat Masih is continuing. And I am confirming what is present before me in the Torah. وَلِأُهِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمُ عَلَيْكُمْ and I have been sent to declare something which had been forbidden for you to be lawful. وَجَيْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ and I have come with all these signs from your Lord. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ so you should have fear of Allah, you should have regard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should obey me because the messengers are to be obeyed anyhow, as we discussed in the last session. Itaah, obedience to the messenger of Allah, that is essential for every Muslim. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبُدُوهُ and the final wording of Jesus alayhi salatu wa salam, the final article of his da'wah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ Allah is my Lord as well as your Lord. فَعْبُدُوهُ so you should be, you should serve him, you should worship him, you should obey him, you should adore him, you should love him. You know this word ibadah, it cannot be translated again by any one single word of English language. To worship, to obey, to adore, to love. If you join all these four words, then the concept and connotation of ibadah can be conveyed. Otherwise not. هَذَا صِرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ this is the straight path. This is the right way. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرِ when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam perceived from them the disbelief that they are going to reject me, they are going to oppose me, they are going to show enmity towards me. قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ there is going to be a conflict. So I should have some supporters. I should have some helpers. So he called to the people. قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ who is my helper in the way of Allah? قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ the Hawariyeen, his companions. He replied, نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ we are the helpers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ we believe in him. وَشْحَدْ لِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ so you also be a witness that we surrender ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are from among the Muslims. We are from among the believers. You also testify and we are here. We will be helping you in the way of Allah. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا this is again the saying of the same Hawariyun companions. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ O our Lord, we believe in whatever you have sent down, the Injil that was sent down on Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. وَتَبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ and we are following, we are doing ittiba. Now again the word is ittiba here. First it was ita'ah and now ittiba. وَتَبَعْنَا الرَّسُولِ we are following your messenger. فَقْتُمْنَا مَعْشَائِدِينَ You also write us, our name, among those who are witnesses to you. Now from this very point, witnesses, you have the sect of the Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses. Actually because, you know, the source is the same. The terminology is the same. Jehovah's Witnesses. Actually this Ummah has been created to be witnesses unto the whole of mankind. كَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ رَسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا Every messenger of Allah was a witness to his nation, to his people, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ummah has been created to be witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto the whole of mankind and over the whole of mankind. So they said, write our name among the witnesses. فَقْتُمْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ And they plotted against him. The Jews, their rabbis, who were much offended, by Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. They felt threatened. Their position was in jeopardy. So they had to approve. Wabakaru, and now they started planning and conspiring against Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam. Wabakaru, wabakaru Allah. And Allah also planned. Wallahu khairul makirin. And He is definitely, Allah is definitely the best of the planners. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. And recall the time when Allah said to Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام, يَا عِيسَىٰ, O عِيسَىٰ, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. I am now going to recall you. I am now going to take you back. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. And I will lift you. And this was lifting was bodily lifting. It was not, you know, only spiritual lifting. The whole. Tawaffi, the word, you know, tawaffi means taking something in possession. And this has been used in three senses in the Quran. Allahu yatawaffal anfusa hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. When we sleep, our consciousness is taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also tawaffi. When we die, our nafs is taken, our life is taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we sleep, only consciousness is taken. Body is there, present here, and the life is also there in the body. Only consciousness is taken, and this is tawaffi. And when someone of us dies, his life is also taken, along with the consciousness. This is also tawaffi. And Hazrat Isa was taken, Allah took the possession of Isa, his consciousness, plus his life, plus his body. And that was the complete tawaffi. Inni mutawaffika, this word is applicable in its total sense on Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam only. Otherwise, when we die, this word is partially applicable because the body remains here. It goes to the dust. Only the life and the consciousness is taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, when Jesus was taken, he was taken whole. The body, as well as the life, as well as the consciousness. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. I am lifting you up towards me. وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And I will purify you against those who have disbelieved you, who have leveled charges against you. I will absolve you of all the charges. وَجَعَلُ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And I will make those who follow you over those who have denied you. And that is the thing we find throughout the history. Christians have been above the Jews all the time. And now, in our time also, always the Jews, you know, they have a state of their own, and they are, so to say, now very respected, they hold very respectable position. But this is also due to the protection of the Christians. That under the protection and guardianship of the Christians, that they have all these facilities and all these positions, otherwise they themselves are nothing. And the Christians are above them. وَجَعَلُ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوكَ فَوْقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. This will happen till the day of judgment. ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Then all of you will have to return to me. فَأَحْكُمَ بَيْنَكُمْ فِي مَا كُنْتُ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And then I will judge between you about those things about which you had been differing. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. What will be the judgment? فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. As for those who have made kufr, committed kufr, who had denied the ayat of Allah, فَعَذَّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. I will put them to the most severe punishment فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world also and in the hereafter also. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And they will have no helpers. Nobody will be able to save them. On the contrary, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who have come to believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they have done good deeds, فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them their reward in full. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not like the evil doers. ذَلِكَ نَتْلُوهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ. This is what we are reciting to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the signs of Allah and from the admonition that has wisdom. الذِّكْرِ الْحَكِيمِ, wise admonition. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ. Now this is the point about which all this argument has been, you know, built up. Because before that deportation of the Christian, you know, ulama, the knowledgeable person. Now this is the final verdict. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ. If you think that because Jesus was born without any man father, therefore the father was God, that's the only argument that you can say. Because he was born without father, without any human father, so definitely that place has been filled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. So he is the son of God. What will you say about Adam? He was created without father, without mother. He was created out of clay. So this is the final argument. Inna masala Isa inda Allah ka masala Adam. The likeliness of Jesus with Allah is to the likeness of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Khalaqahu min turabin. He created him out of clay. Summa qala lahu kun fayakun. And then he said to him, be, and he became. So it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can do anything. He is maliyu samawatim allah. He created all these heavens and earth without anything. So he can create whomsoever he likes without anything. He created Hazrat Masih alayhi salam without father. It doesn't mean that he is son of God. He is son of Mary. That is why throughout Quran we find Isa ibn Maryam. He is son of Mary. He has a mother. Al-Haqq bin Rabbik. And this is the truth from your Lord. فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So you should not be from those who have doubts. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And now Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever argues with you about Jesus, after this knowledge, real knowledge that has come to you, فَقُلْ. Then say to them, تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَعَنَا. This is called Mubahla. Final thing, when you have argued, between two persons have argued between themselves, and say, you know, the matter is not settled. Now this is the final thing that we find in the Quran, Mubahla, one come here. تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَعَنَا وَأَبْنَعَكُمْ. We call our sons, you call our sons, your sons. وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ. We call and bring forth our women, and you call and bring forth your women. وَأَنْفُسَنَا وَأَنْفُسَكُمْ. We come ourselves, and you also come yourself. ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ. Then we shall pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall pray most humbly, most sincerely. فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. And then we shall invoke his curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over that party who is lying, who is telling a lie. Invoking the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, whosoever from amongst us is a liar, is telling a lie, let your curse befall on him. This is called Mubahla. This joint prayer. Together, they gathered. That was the challenge that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. But those people, you know, those religious leaders of the Christians of Najran, they didn't accept the challenge. The evening before, this ayat was revealed, and the next morning, they left. Without further talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They left Medina for their city of Najran. Neither they accepted Islam, nor they continued their argument with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the final point. Al-Haqq min Rabbika fala takum min al-mumtareen faman hajjaka fihi min ba'di ma ja'aka min al-ilm. Now this real knowledge has come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if somebody is still arguing, he doesn't want to accept it. Now the only thing, only way that remains is to decide the matter, that you do Mubahla. You challenge them. قُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Come on. You call your sons, bring forth them. We call our sons and we come together. Then you also bring your women and we also bring our women. And you come yourself and we come ourselves. And then we shall jointly pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most humbly, most sincerely, from the depths of our hearts, that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whosoever from amongst us is wrong, and whosoever is telling a lie, then you let your curse fall on him. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْقَصَصُ الْحَقِّ. Definitely, this is the correct narration, this is the true account of whatever has happened. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is no God except Allah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And definitely and surely, Allah is the only one who has all authority and who has the total wisdom. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. And if they turn away, if they turn their back, they go away, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very well aware of these mischief mongers. He knows them. So he will punish them when the time comes. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Here at the ayah number 63, the second portion of this first part, first half of Surah Al-Imran comes to an end. Now the four sections till the 10th section. Now there is a general dawah, general call to Bani Israel and Christians. But now actually the term is common. In Surah Al-Baqarah we found Ya Bani Israel. Here in these 31 ayat, it was for the Nasara, totally exclusive for the Christians, because their belief about Hazrat Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, that has been rectified. But now you will find Ahlul Kitab, and Ahlul Kitab will include both the groups. So there is discussion, there is argument, there is blaming also, there is calling also, inviting them to accept Islam, and also criticizing them on their wrong ideas, wrong beliefs, for four continuous. And then, just as we found, in the third part of the first half of Surah Al-Baqarah, mention of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then you know mention of Kaaba, Kaabatullah. All these things will also be repeated here because these two surahs are very similar to each other. As I told you, they go to make one pair. Now the call is here, Qul. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, Ta'alaw ila kalimatin sawa'in bainana wa bainakum. Come to one word, one kalima, one basic principle, which is common between us, between you and between us. Allah na'budu illa Allah. That we shouldn't worship anybody, anything except Allah. Wa la nushrika bihi shay'an. And we shouldn't associate with him anything, anyone. We shouldn't associate with him any partner, any equal. Wa la yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah. And we should not take one another from among us as Lord along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? وَلَا نَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. How do people become arbab مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ? That was a question that was posed before Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Adi ibn Hatim. Hatim, you know, this famous person, the generous person, Hatim's sakhawa, generosity, that's proverbial. His son Adi, he was a Christian. And then when he embraced Islam, he asked a question to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how come Quran says that we have made men as lords along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have never made our Ahbar and Ruhban as lords. We never worshipped them. The Prophet replied, please remember, is it not correct that whatever they declare haram, you accept haram? Whatever they declare permissible, you accept it to be permissible? They said it so. Because you know, in Christianity, modern Christianity, the law of Moses was abrogated by St. Paul. The law was abrogated. So this is a religion without law. No Pope has the authority to declare everything. Just as among the Ismailites, Ismaili, you know, people who call themselves Muslims, their Imam is Imam Masoom. It's Salimani Imam. He can declare anything to be permissible or to be haram. He has the authority to declare anything to be permissible or haram. So that is the case with the Christians. And this is the authority of Allah only. To declare anything to be halal or declare anything to be haram, this is exclusive right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you accept this right for anybody else, he has become a lord along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has become a god along with God. So this is actually here, لا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله. We shouldn't hold amongst us one another as lords besides the Lord, real Lord, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. Now if they turn away, if they don't respond positively to your call, فَقُولُ اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Then you should say, O Muslims, be witness, we are Muslims. Whether you accept Islam or not, but listen, we are Muslims. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. O people of the book, now you find the word أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. It includes both Jews and Christians. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. O people of the book, why are you arguing about Ibrahim? وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Although you also accept that Torah was sent down after Ibrahim, Injil was sent down after Ibrahim. Ibrahim was a prior personality. So he couldn't be a Jew, He couldn't be a Christian. So there can be no argument about Ibrahim. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you have no understanding? Do you have no intellect? هَانْتُمْ هَاوْلَاءِ حَاجَجْتُمْ فِي مَا لَكُمْ بِهِ إِلْمٍ. You have been arguing up till now about which you had some knowledge. فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Why are you arguing now about a thing about which you have no knowledge at all? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you don't know. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Ibrahim was not at all either a Jew or a Christian. وَلَكِمْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a Muslim. He had submitted to Allah and he was Hanif. That is, who turned away from all falsehood. He was not tolerating any falsehood, anything which is false. Hanifam Muslima, and he was pure Muslim. He submitted to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wama kana min al-mushrikeen, and he was not from among those who associate anyone or anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awla an-nasi Ibrahim al-ladhi tamawwa wa hadha an-nabi wal-ladhina amanu wallahu waliyul mu'mineen. Surely the people who are closest to Ibrahim are those who are following him. Not who take his name only. Inna awla an-nasi Ibrahim al-ladhina tamawuhu. The people closest to Ibrahim are definitely those, naturally those, who had followed him. And that is this Rasul, this Nabi, yani Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the follower of Ibrahim. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and who have come to believe in him, in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and Allah is the protector and the helper of these mu'mineen, these believers. وَدَّ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَا يُضِلُّونَكُمْ وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. A group from among the Ahl al-Kitab, a group from among the people of the book, they are bent upon taking you astray. They want to take you back from Islam, taking you away from Islam. وَمَا يُمِنُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. But they will not be able to misguide anybody except their own self. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. But they don't have the understanding, they don't have the perception. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Alone, see, the appeal, the style of appeal, appealing to any good sense in them. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. O people of the book, why are you denying? Why are you denying the ayat of Allah? وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. And you are yourself, in your heart, you are a witness to it that this is correct. From your heart you have recognized Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. You are yourself testifying. Your hearts are testifying to the truth of Quran. And even then you are denying it. You are denying it. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. The same verse which appeared in the fifth section of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَا تَلْبِسُوا الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُوا الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. O people of the book, why are you covering the truth with falsehood? وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ, and you are concealing and hiding the truth. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, and you are doing it knowingly. You know that you are doing something wrong. You know that this is haq, and what you are trying and to cover, you know that is batil. But you are doing it. وَقَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, and so conspired a group of the people of the book. A few Jews, you know, in Medina, they made a conspiracy. Because they saw that the Muslims, they are so strict and they are so steadfast in their religion, that whosoever embraces Islam, whatever might happen to him, he never goes back. He is ready to lay down his life, he is ready to sacrifice all his belongings, and he never goes back from Islam. So to break, you know, the moral courage, support that the Muslims were getting from this fact, they made a conspiracy. What was the conspiracy? Declare in the morning to be Muslims. You one day remain a Muslim, in the evening you declare kufr and you go back to your former religion. So that this goodwill of Islam, this goodwill of Iman, that can be broken. People will think, some of the people will be forced to think, what happened? These were very gentle people. They came, they accepted Islam, they appeared to be very sincere, they remained with the Prophet all the day. There must be something wrong. They must have seen something. due to which they have gone back. So this can bring about a raise doubt among the minds of weak Muslims. Or they were Muslims of all grace. They are Muslims who are very strong in their faith, and they were Muslims also who had just recently converted to Islam. So they could bring, you know, doubts, they could produce doubts in the minds of such weak Muslims. So that was the conspiracy. Now read the ayah. وَقَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And so said a group of the people from the book, people of the book, آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ You declare to be mu'min about that which has been sent down to these believers. You declare that we believe in Quran, that this is the word of Allah. آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Whatsoever has been sent on these believers, you also declare that you believe in it. وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ At the break of the day. وَكْفُرُوا آخِرَهُ And in the evening, you deny it. You return to your own religion, your formal religion. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So in this way we can hope that some of them also will come back, will come out, and doubts may appear in their minds. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ But never believe except on that person who follows your deen. This will be only to show off. This will only be a drama. You are not going to believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا إِلَّا لِمَنْ تَبِعَ دِينَكُمْ Except that person who follows your deen. إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ Now this is a comment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the guidance is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنْ يُوتَ أَحَدٌ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيتُمْ أَوْ يُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ Lest someone else may be granted the like of what you have been granted, or they would prevail over you in the argument before your Lord. Don't tell them what signs of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are there in Torah, so that they cannot argue with you on the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to follow your own deen, but you know, to bring and produce doubts in the minds of some Muslims, we shall declare to be Muslims for some time, temporarily. قُلْ إِنَّ الْفَضْلَ بِيَدِ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all bounty is in the hands of Allah. He gives it, He grants it to whomsoever He likes. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ And Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ He singles out for His mercy, whomsoever He likes. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ And Allah has great bounty. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ إِنْ تَعْمَلْهُ بِقِنْتَارٍ يُوَدِّهِ إِلَيْهِ And among these people of the book, there are some in whose custody, if you give a lot of wealth, قِنْتَارٍ, they will return it to you. يُوَدِّهِ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَعْمَلْهُ بِدِينَارٍ And there is among them, if you trust him with only one dinar, لَا يُوَدِّهِ إِلَيْهِ He will not return it to you, إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا Except if you keep standing over his head. You can only expect back your one dinar from him with force. Otherwise, he is not going to return it to you. Now this is, you know, very important. That Quran wants and is doing justice to them also. All of them were not so bad. Individually, some people were present. In the Jews, although they were, this percentage was very low, but in the Christians, it was quite high at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were people who were knowledgeable and who were practicing their deen. You know the Buhayra Rahib, he recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his childhood. Then a Christian, a knowledgeable person, he guided Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. And under his guidance, Hazrat Salman came to the Arabian Peninsula and he could join the party of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he became the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, you know that the ruler of the Alexandria, he sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents. Hirkal, Heraclius, he also had recognized Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So people among Christians, you know, there were people who were very much knowledgeable and they were, you know, having good character. But among the Jews even, there were certain people. After all, Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a very big alim among the Jews. He was a rabbi, and he accepted Islam, embraced Islam, and he was a very true and sincere sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Quran acknowledges whatever good was there in them. Min whom there are among them persons who are so honest that if you entrust a treasure, a very big amount of gold in their custody, they will prove to be Ameen. They will be trustworthy. They will return it to you. But among them there are people whom if you entrust even one dinar, you will not be able to get it back except by force. Illa ma dumta alayhi qaima. If you keep standing over his head, otherwise you know there is no possibility of your dinar getting back. So this is the condition in which this nation was at that time. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا. Why have they degraded to such low level morally? What is the reason? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. This is the dogma. And this has been given in detail in a picture, in a documentary that was prepared here regarding the teachings of Talmud. You might have seen it. And now the person who prepared that documentary, I think he has been killed. The other is right. So Talmud actually, they don't act on Torah basically. Their legal code is Talmud. Their practices are basically, they are derived from Talmud. That is their book of action. Torah, you know, it is a book of history. Mostly it is a book of history. The real Sharia of Yahud, the real commandments, the real laws and regulations, details, they are in the Talmud. And in Talmud it is clearly written that about Gentiles and Goyims, you are free to do whatever you like. You cheat them, you deceive them, you rob them, you kill them, you can do whatever you like to do. And there will be no question from you on the Day of Judgment. You will not be accountable. You will not be questionable on account of doing any injustice, doing any dishonesty with any non-Jew. The non-Jew whom they call the Gentiles. They are the Gentiles, they are the Goyims, they are like animals. They are only in human form, really they are animals. Quran also testifies to this creed of theirs. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. This is because they have concocted a belief that we are not to be blamed for anything about these Ummiyin. And who are Ummiyin? Who have no book. The non-Jews. They were without law. They were the Ummiyin of Arab. And now they say this word is used by the Jews for every human being who is non-Jew, who is not a Jew. They can do anything with them in their life. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. And they are assigning lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a big lie. Ascribe a false and forged thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ هُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they are doing it knowingly. بَلَا مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى. Why not? Whosoever fulfills his covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The covenant that we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before coming in this world, that was the covenant which is described in Surah Al-A'raf. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. So number two covenant, every Muslim, he makes a covenant. سَمِعْنَا وَاتَعْنَا. We listen and we obey. In the same way the Jews made a covenant when Torah was given to them. So whosoever fulfills his covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاتَّقَىٰ. And he was God-fearing. He saved himself from breaking the divine law, breaking the divine injunctions. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So Allah loves such people who are God-fearing, who are pious. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَيْمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Verily those people who barter Allah's covenant and their oath for very small price. They are bartering away, they are selling the book of Allah, they are selling the fatwas, they are selling the deen, they are selling, you so to say, their own covenants and the agreement that they made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what are they getting? Some worldly things? Are they very valuable? No. Some of them qaleela, for very low price. Ulaika la khalaqa lahum fil akhirah. For them there will be no share in the hereafter. Wala yukallimuhum Allah. Allah will not speak to them, talk to them. وَلَا يَنْظُرُوا إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And will not look towards them on the Day of Judgment. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. And will not purify them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them will be a very painful torment, very painful punishment. وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْفُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ. And from among them there are a people, there are some group, who used to twist their tongues with this book to distort its meaning. Just as we have seen the example, Samirna wa Afayna, Afana Chaitu Afayna, Raina Chaitu Raina. So there are from among them some people who twist their tongues with the book. لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, so that you must suppose that this is the book of Allah that they are reading. What they are saying is in the book of Allah. وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, while that is not from the book. They are creating it by the twist of their tongues. وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and they are claiming that it is from Allah. وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, and really it is not from Allah. وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, and they are ascribing towards Allah whatever is wrong and a lie and false. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and they are doing it knowingly. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُوتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ, it is not possible, it doesn't become of a human being. مَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَنْ يُوتِيَهُ اللَّهُ الْكِتَابَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the book, وَالْحُكْمَ, and the wisdom, وَالنُّبُوَّةَ, and the prophethood. ثُمَّ يَقُولَ لِلنَّاسِ, and then he may say to the people, كُونُوا عِبَادًا لِي, be bondsmen to me, serve me, worship me, min dunillah, along with Allah or instead of Allah. Min dun means two things. Instead of Allah, don't worship Allah, worship me. This is actually, this criticism is towards the Christian. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Hazrat Isa alayhi salam al-kitab. He gave him al-hukm, the wisdom. He gave him the prophethood. Now, how was it possible that he could have said to the people, you should worship me, you should hold me as a God, you should accept me as a God with Allah or besides Allah or instead of Allah? Malakin Kuru Rabbaniyin. The only thing that he could say was, you should become godly, you should become people of Allah, you should become the bondsmen to Allah, you should become the worshippers of Allah. Bima kuntum tuallimuna al-kitab, on the basis of which, in accordance with how you have been reading the book and you have been teaching the book that you have been teaching to people, that is Torah. That actually, Torah contradicts every statement of yours. Torah says Allah is one. Torah is against shirk. So how can you expect Hazrat Masih alayhi salatu wasalam that he might have asked the people that they should worship him? وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابَ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَدْرُسُونَ, but you have been studying yourself. وَلَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيَّ أَرْبَابًا, and it couldn't be possible for him that he could have ordered you that you accept the angels or the prophets as Rabb, as Lord. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, could he have ordered you, commanded you to kufr after that you would be Muslim? It was impossible. It's your own imagination. It's your own concoction. It's nothing to do with the reality. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.